Monday, and welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment without Steve. Steve's on vacation for one more day. Brittany's here.
Get the app.
Woo, get the app.
Get the app or get out of my life.
Right? DJ Rock Lobster is also here.
Ba-do-da-dap. Yeah, Dawn's on vacation too.
Oh my gosh.
For all the 9 o'clock Dawn fans.
It's summertime. This is what happens. We have to talk to Brittany because it was a very special morning for you today, wasn't it?
It was an emotional roller coaster this morning. So today I said goodbye to my 7 Swifties, my 7 foster puppies. I dropped them off at the vet and I thought I was going to be fine. And I may or may not have lost it in a public scenario.
Aww.
It's fine. And I, you know what really hit me? It was, felt bad for you, Donna, because you walked in. My brother, who is not exactly always like emotionally checking in, but
sure.
he's a big time dog lover. My brother, Jordan, he's 2 years older than me. He calls in and he's like, how you doing? And when somebody like that asks you, it was like,
you know that.
Just.
Aww,
oh, yeah. And
Brittany.
So. But you know what? It's so. They are. It's hard because I know they're going. I've picked most of their homes. There's 3 still available online at secondhandhounds.org. But I know they're going to amazing homes. And I know that. Like, I'm not crazy. Mm-hmm. I know I can't give 7 dogs. But you look at their faces, and I was there for the first second they entered this world.
You're their person.
And
right now,
and you just knowing you might never see them again, you'll never really know what's going to happen to them, and they have all their trust in you, and you just, it's just like that, like, I hope.
Brittany, you're gonna make me cry.
I'm so sorry. I told myself I was gonna be really normal. You just hope you made the right decisions, and I have no idea what it's like to be a parent, and this is the closest I've ever gotten, and their little faces in the saying goodbye to them was just a little
much.
A little much.
For a Monday morning.
So, Steve, why are you? Come back.
Oh, so, thank you for being here, because that was really tough.
No, and it's honestly so amazing, and I would highly recommend it. It was an amazing experience. And luckily, I kept all the poop in the basement. I didn't clean it up before I left, because if I'm emotional when I get home, I can go, no, this is why they're out of your life.
Boom.
So, it was a really cool experience.
Can I ask you, so you're leaving them with the vet, and then from the vet, do they go back to the rescue to be put with their forever homes?
I'm so lucky.
For the 4 of them that you got adopted out.
They're going to attempt foster. They're splitting up in 4 and 3 because they'll have little, with their incisions, they're getting neutered and spayed.
Yep.
So they're, 4 of them are going to my friend, well, they're all temp fosters, Lindsay, and then 3 are going to Devin. And then from there, they'll go for their forever home. So they could go to their forever homes as soon as like tomorrow.
Sure. Okay. That's amazing that you put all that work in.
It's probably the most I've ever committed myself ever, including my marriage. Because it was consistent work, right?
Yes.
It wasn't like, let's do this fun thing for a weekend. It was 9 weeks of work.
It's almost a full-time job.
There was times it felt so amazing, and there was times it felt like so much work. But these 7 beautiful puppies, I look at them and they're like, oh my God, they're perfect. Like, and I'm like shocked, because there were so many times I would like kind of drop them. Not so many times. But like, you know, moments where I was like worried about them eating enough, worried about the this and that.
Yeah.
And now I look at them and they're these chonky little happy babies, and they love people. And I'm like, okay.
You did good.
I did one decent thing. So
thank you for doing.
No,
you did and what you do.
Thank you for letting me cry in public.
Oh my God, no, I do it all the time. The first time I fostered a dog and got her adopted out, I had her for at least a month, maybe a month and a half, and I dropped her off, and as I was leaving, and she was like a big white lab.
Yeah.
Yellow lab, I guess. So I'm leaving, and I'm trying to leave on the down low.
Yeah.
So she doesn't, get stressed. But then she saw me.
Of course she did.
And she was outside in the yard and started tapping on the glass. Like, don't leave. And I left. And I was like, I pulled into like a Bed Bath & Beyond,
parking lot.
And I sat there and howled. Like, just sobbing. So it's just, you feel like you know, in your heart, you're doing the right thing, but in the moment, it just feels so awful, like abandonment.
Absolutely, because you wish the hardest part, and this is so stupid. I know this is dumb. I wish we need to work on figuring out how to communicate with animals.
I know.
Because I just want to tell them, like, this is our goodbye, but I promise it's for the best reason.
Yes.
And also, I think we also have to normalize crying in parking lots. Like, if you see somebody...
And on the radio.
Yeah, okay, totally. But if you see somebody parked in a parking lot and they're just, weeping.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where we do it, right? Like,
yeah.
It's better than driving and crying, because I did the same thing.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I went to some brewery that somebody was obviously doing some work on near... And I could just see the guy was like, if I was stopping for them, and I was like, don't come near the car. I have a body in the car. I'm lying. I'm crying really hard.
I know.
So, yeah, it was.
Well, I'm so proud of you. That's so wonderful what you've done.
Thanks for, I've talked to you many times about it, because this is my first, this is my first foster, but this is my first whelping. So it was just.
What about Mama?
Mama right now is at a temp foster while I go out of town. And then I will take Taylor Swift back, and we're going to work on her being a dog before she gets adopted.
Nice. So
She slept in a bed for the first time, because we got to get her out of the basement. So she slept on a bed with her temp foster. They sent me pics. And so it all
worked out.
High highs, low lows.
Yes.
And you know what? And then I show up here and you guys give me a mic, and I'm so sorry.
This is great. People need to know that this is something that they can do as well.
Yes, yes.
You know, you can like just get these dogs ready to be adopted, and so they can, you know, be socialized. And
you know, you don't have to do 7 babies in a mom.
You can do one.
You can do one. And you, as Donna, you're saying, I mean, one is so impactful.
It is.
And emotional. And you feel so good about it.
You do.
And
I did stalk the person for a while. So full disclosure, after I adopted her out, I would make sure I took the way home that was not on the way home and passed the house every day. And I would just creep to see if I could get a glimpse of her being walked by her new owner.
Like, you just want that Hallmarky moment.
I'd look for her in the window and be like, where is she?
And you know what? That's where, like, you need... It's really good you have a nondescript car. Like, you don't have some crazy car. Because
like a van. A white van, no windows.
And your situation sucks too, because the people don't have social media and you can't follow them. Like, some of mine are
email address, nothing.
No, they literally are like
they're living off the grid,
which is like great for dogs, right? You know that they're not going to be like scrolling.
I've got like a drone flying over their house. Anyway, you're going to be taking off tomorrow, because you're going to go watch the Olympics in Montana with your family.
Your memories and yes, absolutely.
Yes, because your cousin is on the swim team.
She swam last night.
How'd she do?
She lost.
No.
I know. Well, she didn't lose. That's a total wrong word. She got a silver medal in the Olympics.
Okay, she medaled.
But it was really awesome. So she swam against this amazing girl from Australia who had been training and literally like follows Katie's career and has inspired her and all this stuff. So she lost. I think her last name was, I forget. It was.
What's your?
Titmus. Titmus from Australia.
Oh.
And it was a really inspiring story. And to be honest, like Katie's. It was really fun to watch her, and it sounds really weird, but it was even fun to watch her lose, because she rarely has competition. So to have it be neck and neck at the end
it's really exciting.
So exciting.
What's her name again?
Katie Ledecky.
Katie Ledecky.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds like really Olympic-y.
I know. And so she's got, on Tuesday night, you're going to watch her do the 1500 and the 200 all in one night. So that's going to be very exciting.
Katie Ledecky. And we'll go through the medal count.
Yeah.
How about coming up around 10:15 this morning? But when we come right back on the Donna and Steve Show featuring Brittany today, I have a bunch of fun facts, like Hawaii, I thought this was really interesting, has banned all forms of this type of advertising since 1927. I will tell you what that's all about when we come right back on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Hello, good morning. Welcome back, you guys. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071 Everything Entertainment. Steve is out. He'll be back tomorrow. Brittany's here. Rocco's here.
Yeah.
We got some fun facts to share with you. Things that make you go. Things that make you go. Okay, though. Okay, so Hawaii. I thought this was really interesting. They banned virtually all billboards in the state since 1927. So if you've been to Hawaii, you may have noticed there are no billboards.
You probably haven't. It's one of those things that, like, one time I was talking to somebody, an army friend, and I'd known him for a long time, and he didn't have eyelashes. And I didn't notice, because sometimes if something is fully gone, you don't notice.
Yeah, or you might go, there's something about that person that I just can't figure out what it is.
And so maybe
interesting.
We should ask Jason, because he was just there. Except hearing about his vacation makes me irate.
Yeah, me too.
Amazing.
It really does. And I don't want to hear about it either.
Me neither. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Jason, and your vacations.
Think you're so cool, Jace?
You are
really cool.
You really are.
You really, actually, we're so jealous.
Oh my gosh. All right, listen to this. So comedian Jackie Mason just passed away at the age of, I think, 93. And coincidentally, I have a fun fact about him today. Apparently, Frank Sinatra hired thugs to beat him up for making fun of him for marrying Mia Farrow, who is 30 years younger. And after Jackie Mason had his face wired back together, he kept making jokes. Like, he would say, Frank Sinatra saved my life one night. He said, boys, that's enough. Wow.
That's amazing.
Right?
Like, are we sure this really happened?
I don't know. Maybe it was like an urban legend and he just went with it.
He could have just leaned into it, kind of like on Hacks. They talk about it. This the main comedian who's like the Joan Rivers-esque, saying how for the longest time a big part of her jokes are burning her husband's house down.
Yes,
and then in the end you find out something that she just leaned into.
Right.
That's brave on different levels. Could you imagine if back in that day we had like social media, like the level?
Oh gosh! Like, are you kidding? Nothing would be secret.
And that's why, like, it's there's like a freedom without social media, and there's also a little bit too much freedom.
Well, if you think about cancel culture, and think about things you did when you were like 13 or 14. That if there were social media,
there's video of it.
Yeah, you'd be done today. I'm not going to lie. I'm sure there's lots of stuff in my past. You know, that's why? Like,
give us a list.
Okay, let me start with, you learn, you live and you learn.
Yeah, and it's too bad.
As time goes on, yeah.
It's too bad some of that you don't, it's not, and it's the combo, right? Like, some is so good it's in the light, and some it's like,
yeah.
That doesn't need to be in the light.
Totes.
Of day.
What did you just say?
Like, the light of day, but I got...
Oh, you said of day. Of day. All right, I got more fun facts.
Tell me more fun facts.
Instant coffee was invented by a guy named George Washington. He came to America from Belgium in the late 1800s and just started manufacturing instant coffee in 1910. That's the guy we need to beat up.
Thank you.
We need to hire thugs.
I was just going to ask you. There are people in my life that swear by instant coffee. And those are the people who cannot be trusted.
Agreed. Like, there is one instant coffee that I like, but I don't even consider it, like, wake-me-up coffee.
Yeah.
And that is... International Foods.
They used to come in that little rectangular metal box.
Yeah.
Is that the one that Chris Farley did the commercial for and like loses his mind angry when they tell him it's not actually coffee, it's like something else? And he's like, what? And they like have to cut away.
Wait, I want to give you the really good one. International Foods, they're the ones that they're like, Jean-Luc. Remember those commercials?
Mm.
Oh, General, now it's coming up as Maxwell House. Foods International.
I've only had, there are people in my life who've tried to serve me instant coffee, and I will not have it. Because the only time I've ever had instant coffee is in situations where we don't have running water.
Right.
And
like when you were overseas.
When I was deployed, instant coffee. And a lot of times we didn't even have, where we just chew it. We do this, weird challenge before we'd go on a convoy where you chew on it. And so I'd associate it with the worst things, not the worst things, but not so great moments in my life. It's kind of like why I don't like Sprite. I've only drank Sprite when I'm sick.
Interesting.
Is it though?
Not really.
Good.
I did find an old International Foods, I think this is one.
The French vanilla is really good. Swiss mocha.
So this is two women sitting on a veranda.
This is the Jean-Luc
this
one.
This is 1980.
This brings back memories. These are great.
What's this remind you of?
It's coffee.
Tastes like vanilla, huh?
Senior trip.
Paris.
That cafe!
Yeah!
Rich, creamy-tasting coffee with a hint of vanilla flavor. French Vanilla Cafe.
Wait, so Jean-Luc.
I love this coffee.
From General Foods International Coffees.
I loved that waiter.
Jean-Luc.
Oh, Donna nailed it.
Yes, I love this stuff. General Foods, International Coffees, Cafe Vienna, and Swiss Mocha. Delicious.
A part of me thinks they could do a whole reality show of what went down with Jean-Luc. Or not reality totally. Show, but limited series.
Yep, a deep dive into Jean-Luc. It was a one-night stand.
And he branded them or something really extreme.
He branded them.
But they love
and now
it.
He's on trial.
They love it, though.
Oh, my gosh. Britney started a show about 2 years too late. We'll get to that. I watched the first episode of Ted Lasso Season 2 last night. Tell you about that and more coming up next on My Talk.
It's easy to bail on a workout, but it's hard to bail on a friend. That's why I like the idea of a workout buddy. Somebody that can keep you accountable, push you a little bit to lift more, run a little bit faster, or try a new exercise. Right now, the Y is offering $10 enrollment with no dues until August if you join by June 30th. So you and a friend can sweat, stretch, strengthen, and yes, you can save together too. Join now at ymcanorth.org.
And we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Brittany's filling in for Steve for one more day.
What? In your face, world.
Yeah, take that.
Take that, all the haters that said I have a speech impediment. I still kind of do. It's fine.
Okay.
You're so weird.
Take that. I couldn't read until third grade. No big whoop. Yeah, let's do this show.
Say more about that.
No, we're not here to vent. We're here to talk about...
I watched Ted Lasso, season 2, episode 1. Again, it's a nice show.
You're not on board. You're not on the Ted Lasso train. Woo-woo.
I'm trying to be, because then I get FOMO if I'm don't watch what everybody else is watching. Rocco, did you watch it?
I'm not into season 2 yet, no, but we liked it. And again, yeah, you're right. It's kind of light and fluffy, and that's kind of what we needed during pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to see where it goes. I mean, who doesn't like Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah, he's delightful. His character, Ted Lasso, is delightful. You know, he's just forever optimistic and has lots of fun. Is he Midwestern? I don't know where.
Yeah, I think he'd given up like a football job like in Kansas.
Yeah, so he's typical like, everything's going to be okay, guys. Hey, put a smile on your face.
And he kills with kindness. Like, there's a lot of haters in the game.
Yes.
And he shows up and he smiles. And I have like 4 working relationships that I am trying to use the same tactic. It's not working yet.
Really?
But I'm going to Ted Lasso it.
Do it.
And
it,
but the scene in season 1 where he's playing darts against the CEO's ex-husband who's a monster.
Yes.
That scene is so good. And if you're in a good mood and you watch it, you get those like happy little goosebumpies like at the end of a movie about kids playing sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a lot of that. And there is some like yang to his yin because there are so many other like crabby people. Just sarcastic people.
I'm English and angry.
Yes. And nothing is funny.
Yes.
Or if it is funny, I'll just say, that's very funny.
I find that to be humorous.
Exactly. But it's okay. I mean, I'm not like dying for the next episode to see what happens. You know what I mean?
It's not like a cliffhanger-y.
No, it's just kind of a derp de derp de derp de derp. Here's a story, and it's 25 minutes long, and now it's over.
But don't you think everybody needs a half hour light show just to have in their bank, you know?
Yes, I do.
Like you can watch Breaking Bad or Dexter and have stress for an hour, but then you sort of need like a fluffy one.
Donna's all Breaking Bad, all drama.
I didn't even think that was that great. Murder Durder was great, which you just started.
I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to tell you. So we finally, I was like, listen, Justin, I like slapped my husband in the face in love. He wanted me to. We talked about it, consent. And I said, listen, we're putting our phones down. I'm going to bring a puppy upstairs and we're going to watch Murder Durder.
Yes.
And he was like, first off, he kept thinking it was mayor, which was like what I kept calling it.
Like mayor, M-A-Y-O-R?
Yeah. And he's like, where's the mayor? And I was like, no, it's her name. Shut up. So we watched it, first epi of Mayor of this thing that everyone's been talking about for 2 months. Shows you how long it takes me to give in to peer pressure. And it is as good as everyone says. And I know they're like, so first episode doesn't hit, but it hits because there's so many intricate relationships in that small town.
Yep.
And that's what makes it.
And anybody who grew up in a small town gets how it's such a community, you know, and everyone knows everyone and is related to everyone and hanging out with their cousins. And I think for the performances alone, it's worth watching of the two main women.
Totally. I think, and I'm going to say this right now. If I watch another small town kind of murder mystery where the head person doesn't have a realistic body, I'm not into it. Because there was a part of me that was like, you know what? She has the kind of, because as somebody.
She looks normal.
She looks normal. And it's not like, you know, Renee Zellweger showing up and being like, I am going to investigate a crime.
Or J-Lo also. You know, you're like, okay.
And wearing things that are cut perfectly and like to their figure or whatever. And I'm not saying Kate Winslet looks bad. She has a normal, amazing body.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is the level that I need to be stay at.
Same, because you actually feel like you can relate to her to some degree. And I think there was a scene that she talked about where, I think it was a sex scene.
Like the first, when she hooks up with the guy in the bar.
Yes.
In the first episode.
And they said, you know, we're going to fix that because your belly was sticking out a little bit. And she was like, don't you dare touch it.
I love that.
This is like real. This is what life is like.
If it wasn't because of that scene, if it wasn't just a pure murder movie, I would have tried to open mouth kiss my husband. Because I was like, that's a real body straddling a real stranger. And I'm really into it. But then there was all that, you know, murder.
Right. So I was like, that whole thing.
Let's just go our separate ways for bedtime.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get sexy during.
But not murder. Yeah. Rocco, you said hard, but not impossible.
Not impossible.
And you watched the whole thing, Rocco?
Yep, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it was really good. Real good. Okay, can we talk about Kyle Richards right now?
Yes, poor thing.
Did you see the video?
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor thing.
Kyle. She's allergic to bees. Kyle Richards is from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I don't know, she was out in her yard.
Yeah.
And she had a run-in with Mother Nature. She ended up getting stung by a bunch of bees at her house, which ended up sending her to the hospital. But she released the video.
Yeah.
Of her.
I know.
Like, the watching the dogs also in the video. She ends up jumping in the pool because the bees were getting in her hair. And she's got a lot of hair, probably extensions.
Yes.
Included. And
that was pretty smart of her to jump in the pool.
Absolutely. Definitely. That's what I would always do. And I wouldn't come back up and I'd like try to peek through the water and be like, ah, it's still there.
It is. She's already somebody who has a lot of anxiety. And so,
yes,
you know, there's people in your life where you're like, actually, you deserve, like, that's an appropriate amount of fear you have in your life.
Yeah.
Because people that have bee allergies, oh my goodness. Like,
she didn't have her EpiPen with her. Like, you don't just, I guess you don't just walk around with it unless you're camping or something.
I don't know if it fits in her Birkin. Just kidding.
Right.
But you know, like, of course you don't. I'm sure there's a complacency aspect, right? Like, I mean, with anybody.
You don't always have your inhaler, you know, in your pocket. It might be in the house when you're outside. So that's what happened. She couldn't get it to work. And so she ended up being rescued by the local fire department. They bolted to the scene when 911 was eventually called. And she gave them a nice shout out the next day, like took a picture with them.
Well, she's doing well. But yeah, that was an intense video.
Oh my gosh. And I'll link it up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. I was at the cabin this weekend and all these bees were coming from, like, I have a log. It's not a log, but it's kind of just part of the landscaping.
But the ground area, right?
Yep. And they're going in the ground and they're coming out as quick as they're going in. And it's just like, zzz, zzz, zzz. And I'm like, okay, I'm calling the bug people. And there's hives everywhere, but that doesn't even freak me out as much as those freaking horseflies that follow you.
Yeah.
They just get a scent of you and they're like, guess what? I'm following you all the way down the street.
And they chomp you.
And they're like, zzz, and I'm like, ah! So I'm like, you know, if anyone just saw a video of me without sound or context, they'd be like, what is happening to that woman right now?
But in general, like, not just with horses.
Oh,
like,
totally.
You're somebody
no.
who, like, I watch your face sometimes. I'm like, what's her deal?
I am a little overly expressive.
I do think that floor bees are the worst bees.
Why? Like, what's their deal?
Listen, I'm not a bee expert. People come to me for knowledge. But I have my dogs, and maybe it's just because I've had more run-ins with them. I throw the ball for my dogs a lot. And one time they ran in with a bunch of floor bees, is what I call them. My mom.
I think they're ground bees?
No, they're floor bees.
Okay, floor bees.
They're floor bees.
Not to be confused with the flow bees. These are floor bees.
Those are floor bees. They got at one point in my dog Izzy, I had to pull them out because a bunch, like three, had stung her and then stuck in there.
The bee actually stuck in there or the stinger?
Yes, the bee. And I'm not making this up. I was freaking out, pulling out. There was three bees that were stuck in Izzy. And they say sometimes when their hide is really thick, they'll get stuck. And so I had to pull them out. And they look like, I'm not trying to be dramatic, but murder wasps. So floor bees, watch out for them. Shout out to me if that helped you save your life.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I've gotten stung by those before when mowing my lawn. I'm like, why are they all going into the grass?
Yeah, that's not.
What is that?
They live a real life. They really live a real gangsta life. Living in the floor is not easy. Definitely watch
out. Feel bad. They're not honeybees, so don't feel bad about, like.
Is there a rap song about floor bees, gangsta floor? What did you say?
Flow bees.
They live in the gangster lifestyle.
Yeah, they live in that, like, I don't need to make a hive. I can live on the floor / ground / log / hole. Hole bees? Is that better?
No, I like flow bees.
I like floor bees. Because I'm not trying to say that they couldn't be in your home. Watch out, floor bees. Nothing worse than floor snakes, so let's just say that.
Okay, Brittany. Now.
Now you're gonna, yeah.
That's she's all never I gonna think use about. A floor again.
You guys, I saw a video on the World Wide Web. This guy who owns a snake, and the way he gets rid of the rats in his walls is he puts his snake in the walls, and then it comes out eventually.
Okay.
I was like, first off, what? So many layers, but you're welcome. I thought I'd give you that before I live my life.
I do have an email here pertaining to you.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Listening to Brittany about her foster pups. I got my rescue at 8 weeks from the foster mom. I tried to send her an email and pictures once a year on my rescue's birthday. Aww. Thanks for telling us the foster mom side. Oh, I will continue to send updates, knowing that they're appreciated. That's awesome.
That's epic.
Thanks, Michelle.
I did get a text from my friend Donnie, who works at Secondhand Hounds, and is like, hey, do remind people that it is an amazing experience.
It is.
It's not just crying. And I go, okay,
no,
yeah.
It's all good. It's like good crying.
It's a good crying. And it was, yeah. It's
like sending your kid to college. Yeah, you know,
same
thing. Crying.
Exactly. Same exact thing. I mean, if parents call in and get mad.
Completely different.
I always get in trouble by going, it's just like raising a child. No. But no, Secondhand Hounds, definitely think about fostering. We need a lot of fosters.
Yeah. And it is a great experience.
And then that lady who sent the email.
Michelle.
Yes. Keep sending updates because I
just,
bet that
yeah,
means
just so you know,
everything.
It is hard, you know, to let them go. And just to know that they're thriving means everything.
Yeah,
so,
that's awesome.
There you go.
All right.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I want to eventually see something and say something, but right now I want to get out of here.
All right. But don't go too far. When we come back, there is a girl with a puffy, a very rare puffy chip that someone is offering to buy for a lot of money. And then Brittany has a story about a reporter who was caught doing something very unethical. We'll discuss those two stories coming up next on My Talk.
Hey!
Welcome back, everybody. Everybody say hey.
Hey.
It's Donna and Brittany filling in for Steve today.
Yeah, Steve's. Come back tomorrow, though, because I'm not showing up.
Right? And then I'm a guest on Steve's... Well, I'm not a guest. I'm co-hosting with Steve on Twin Cities Live tomorrow.
That's exciting. What are you going to wear? What are you
I don't know. Don't stress me out.
You want to... I'll let you have this outfit.
Okay.
Okay. It's not great. What... do you know... Do you already have to learn things in advance about it, or do you show up and learn the script then?
No, I just show up. Sometimes they make me bring stuff with me to talk about, like from my home life. I'm like,
what are you going to talk about? The cheese that you brought in tinfoil, like your do-it-yourself breakfast.
I should take a picture of how pathetic this is.
So it is such.
I looked at Brittany and I go, "This is going to happen whether you approve it or not." I have a hard-boiled egg
and a slice of cheese, a slice of like Swiss cheese that was in tinfoil. And I'm like, is this my future?
Ooh, tinfoil cheese. That's good.
Yes, because it's, you know, it's got theories.
It's got a little melty in theories.
That is really sad. I mean, I'm doing pretty well. Why am I eating this?
Are you? That's the breakfast of somebody who's right about to have a breakdown. Like, we should. Are you okay?
I'm great.
You know, I saw something and I said something, so.
There you go. That's part one.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Remember when people would get all sorts of attention for discovering foods that were shaped like Jesus or man parts?
Yeah.
Or Jesus's man parts.
No! Rocco, too far.
No, I bet they're super holy and perfect.
Well, now you can cash in just by finding a minor manufacturing defect. There's a 13-year-old girl in Australia named Riley Stewart, and she was eating Doritos last week. And she came across a puffy chip, which isn't that different from those like 3D Doritos.
Okay.
So she posted it on TikTok and asked people if she should eat it or try to sell it. And she listed it on eBay and supposedly had offers up to $100,000. But then the auction got shut down. And that is when Doritos stepped in. They offered her...
I thought that was my cue. Sorry.
No, not yet. They offered her $20,000 for the chip.
What?
And not because they want to investigate it. or anything like that. It's just a chip that has a big pocket of air inside, and they just saw an opportunity to turn it into a marketing thing. And they said that they were so impressed with her boldness and entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah, I said it.
You nailed it, woo! Too. Radio star.
Yeah, thank you. So they wanted to make sure that the family was rewarded for their creativity and for their love of Doritos. Here she is talking about it.
And then I was about to eat it. And I thought, I might just save it for later. And I saw $10,000. I was like, screamed. Dad is saying that since he bought the packet, it's his chip. But I ate the packet and found it. So I believe it is mine.
She's our favorite daughter now. So.
They're adorable.
They're really cute, and it's hard to talk crap, but not impossible. Okay.
What, what does the dad shave his face with in Australia?
Oh, Rise Up Lights.
Yeah. Rise Up Lights.
Rise Up Lights.
Oh, okay, so now we're getting rewarded for not eating our random food. Like, that would be something I would...
All right, I'm not going to eat this egg.
It does look pretty puffy. Demented.
Puffy. Oh, no, puffy
It's
egg.
Puffy. Who do I get on the line? The Egg Council?
Like, there's a part of me... Okay,
I'm putting this up on eBay right now.
I have been very excited to get a fluffy chip because it really holds a lot of dip and holds a lot of things. But am I missing the part of my brain that should be trying to make money? Because I would not think about that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, I'm in radio. Yeah, so there's
you are.
That.
I mean, what are we doing?
I don't
we
know.
Should be like going through bags of chips right now. Like, instead, we're doing this
Donna,
schmucky work.
You are a radio legend.
Yeah,
no,
right.
You are. You're a big deal. And like, you're the only person my husband's ever heard that I'm with and has like lost his mind about it.
Shut up.
And I'm watching this legend eat the most embarrassing breakfast. And I go, is this my future? And that's where the bleakness sets in. And I'm worried for myself. Hashtag goals, question mark?
Compliment accepted.
You're welcome.
Period.
Speaking of just journalism at its peak, we have this German TV reporter, and she was reporting on the, there has been these terrible, terrible floods in Germany. They've say that at least at this point, 128 people have died in these terrible, terrible floods. And it devastated a town this week. And so this German TV reporter showed up. Her name is Susanna Olin. And Susanna showed up to do a report from the scene.
Oh,
the
no.
only problem is she was caught grabbing mud from the scene before she jumped on air.
Nope, can't fake the news.
Covered it all over herself. So then when she reported, she was talking about how she's also helping doing flood devastation relief. And unfortunately for her, somebody caught her on their own little cellular device doing this, and then matched it up, threw it on Twitter, put it with her report of her walking around claiming that she's done all this help.
Oh, no, that's terrible. She should be fired.
And she is fired. Oh. They put out a little thing saying that she had to be fired. Her journalistic,
integrity has been compromised. Yeah. Have you ever seen broadcast news with Holly Hunter?
Probably back in the day I did, yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. There is a scene in that movie that is kind of doing the same thing. Faking a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like just the crux of this producer and her relationship with this guy who she now loses all this respect for faking it. And great movie. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's called Broadcast News.
Yep. William Hurt is in it. James L. Brooks is in it. Hilarious role, by the way. She's in it. Joan Cusack is in it. You'd really like it.
It sounds good. I'm not going to lie. When you first asked us that, I thought you were just asking, like, have we seen
news?
Yeah. So
like
it got really
broadcast news, on not streaming news, but broadcast news.
I was like, yeah, of course.
Oh,
can you elaborate?
Such a millennial reaction.
Oh, no. Now we're ageism on the show?
No, I just think sometimes you just need to know your audience. That's all I'm saying.
Were you going to say, know my role? Tell me to get back. out of the studio.
No, not at all. Okay. Listen, I gotta go.
Got me too.
All right. No, you stay. Okay. I guess I should stay too. Hey, remember that country artist Morgan Wallen and the whole controversy that was caught on film, him using a racial slur?
Yeah.
And then he went away for a while. Well, he did an interview with GMA, I believe it was on Friday, and we've got a little bit of what he had to say.